We're turning now to a little election observing of our own. Slate's Chris Sullentrop has been traveling with both the Bush and Kerry campaigns this year. He'll be with the president today in Colorado. He joins us now from Denver. Hi, Chris. We understand Mr. Bush has revamped his stump speech into what some are calling a leaner, meaner version. What is he saying?
Well, he sort of revamped it again. Allegedly, the new stump speech came out last week. But after using the line on John Kerry, he can run, but he can't hide, during the debate on Friday, he's brought that out as his new campaign refrain and will list off John Kerry's record and then repeatedly say, he can run, but he cannot hide.
Isn't that something like what they said about the terrorists and Osama bin Laden?
It's very reminiscent of what people think he said about Osama bin Laden, at least. The reporters started immediately searching through White House transcripts and couldn't come up with him using that exact line, but he said some similar things about it, how, Osama is on the run and he thinks he can hide, but we're going to get him. So he never really quite said it. But if you look back at what people were saying in news reports, even right after September 11th, people thought the president had said that, but he never really quite said it. But it does have that air.
It seems as though conventional wisdom makers declared Friday night's second debate a draw, although a lot of people just saw the president doing significantly better than he did in the first debate. How does that settle out, do you think?
It's a good question. I mean, does the challenger have to knock out the champ? Does Kerry have to beat Bush to win? Or because Kerry won so decisively in the first debate, does he have the momentum and it's moving with him and Bush needs to claim it back because the dominoes are falling in Kerry's direction right now? I tend to think the latter. Kerry has the momentum. This is his chance at this next debate upcoming to maybe knock Bush out, to take a lead and run it, run the ball out for the last 2 weeks. But if he doesn't do that, you're going to have, if not 2000 all over again, a very close race all the way to the end if it's not decisive one way or the other.
How about the presidential election in Afghanistan, which seems to have gone relatively peacefully and relatively well? Is this a help for Mr. Bush?
Oh, I think it has to be. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a huge help, but obviously, democratic elections in Afghanistan are part of the Bush agenda and the Bush doctrine of spreading liberty and spreading freedom and spreading democracy into former terrorist havens. And so you have to count it as a success for him.
The New York Times Sunday Magazine, Chris, yesterday ran a very long piece on Mr. Kerry's ideas about foreign policy. In the course of that piece, the writer, Matt Bai, repeatedly explains that Kerry is being somewhat defensive in what he says because he's afraid his words will be used against him. The ink was scarcely dry on the Sunday Times Magazine before the Bush campaign said, indeed, it's launching a TV commercial based on what Senator Kerry said in that interview.
Yes, no, they're putting out an ad using a portion of a quote that Kerry said about we need to make terrorism more like organized crime and gambling, where it's a nuisance but not something that dominates our daily lives. The Bush campaign is saying, a nuisance? Terrorism a nuisance? How can he confront terrorism when he doesn't understand the problem? Which is an interesting twist on exactly what the Kerry campaign has been saying about the president, which is, how can he solve a problem when he can't see it? So now you have dueling accusations that neither opponent understands the war on terrorism and what it means.
Wouldn't that be something that most Americans would want? That is, a return to a status where the threat of terrorism was not seen as an overwhelming daily definition of how we went about our civic lives?
The president himself said in a rare off-message moment that the war on terrorism is not winnable in the traditional sense of war. And I have a hard time believing that this one is going to stick, but you never know.
Analysis and opinion from Chris Sullentrop. He writes the On the Trail column for our partners at Slate. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.